WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. When Barbara Dennerlein was 12 years old, she got a small electric organ for Christmas. The young German girl took to the instrument immediately, and 2 weeks later, her parents traded it in for a bigger model. By the time she was 15, Dennerlein was working in jazz clubs in Munich. Now in her mid-20s, she's recorded 5 albums in Europe. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of her first record to be released in this country. On it, she's joined by 3 American musicians.
Barbara Dennerlein sounds a lot like a typical jazz organ player, but the quartet on her new album, Straight Ahead on the Angel label, doesn't sound like a typical organ group. I'll explain why that is, a step at a time. But first, here's what Barbara Dennerlein sounds like. Dennerlein has obviously listened a lot to classic jazz organ players like Jimmy Smith. But there's one way she sounds different from the rest. Like most organ groups, Dennerlein's doesn't have a bass player because the organist plays the bass parts on foot pedals. Organ bass usually sounds a little like a subway train heard from street level, a sort of low and indistinct rumble under the feet. Dennerlein's bass runs are an exception. They have the flexibility and some of the plump sound of an upright string bass. She sounds more like a real bass player than any jazz organist I know. Dennerlein's footwork isn't as spontaneous as a bass player's fingering. She repeats the same patterns as if she's memorized them, so she can concentrate on what her hands are doing. Dennerlein's guitarist, Mitch Watkins, doesn't focus on the gritty blues licks organ group guitarists usually play. He sounds more modern, even when he's playing the blues. His tone, his slinky lines, and twisted harmonies obviously owe a lot to guitar hero John Scofield. Traditional horn in an organ group is tenor saxophone. In Dennerlein's quartet, it's the trombone of Ray Anderson. Anderson is a master of rude sounds and outlandish effects. He's the wild card who really takes this music someplace else, especially when he's using his plumber's helper, a rubber plunger mute. drummer there is Ronnie Barrage, who really locks into Dennerline's sense of rhythm. Put them all together, the organist's hands and feet, a space-age guitar and stone-age trombone, and a powerful drummer who really listens, and you get some pretty irresistible music. Here's the quartet on Ray Anderson's It Just So Happens. There's one other reason for this album's success. Producer Matthias Winkelmann put this quartet together and sent them out on the road for a few nights, so they had a chance to settle in before going into the studio. That's why this pickup group sounds like a real band. Barbara Dennerline's quartet may have been assembled from disparate parts, but it doesn't sound it.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. This is Fresh Air.